Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you His peace. This is Father Stosh Daly, coming to you from St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. Today, the Church celebrates the feast of St. Jean-Marie Vianney. St. Jean-Marie Vianney is the patron saint of not only parish priests, but all priests, as his patronage was changed by Pope Benedict XVI. St. Jean-Marie Vianney gives us all an opportunity to consider the incredible love God has for each and every single one of us. A poor man, a simple man, but a man who wanted to respond to the love God had for his soul, St. Jean-Marie Vianney presented himself for the priesthood of Jesus Christ. It is said of St. Jean-Marie Vianney that the bishop did not really want to ordain him because he was known to be of poor intellect. But so great was the need for priests, especially priests in the parish, that Jean-Marie Vianney was ordained anyway. Jean-Marie Vianney was sent to the small village of Ars in France, where he spent the majority of his priesthood saving souls. When one draws close to the example of holiness lived out by Saint Jean-Marie Vianney, we come to understand that in his life of discipleship and his priesthood, there were a couple of pillars that stand out for our attention. First of which was his deep and profound love for the Sacred Heart of Jesus. He had a burning love for the heart of Jesus to make sure that the humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ was not forgotten, but rather kept at the center of his mind, at the center of his heart, and at the center of his prayers. His love for the Sacred Heart of Jesus is found in his burning zeal for the Holy Eucharist, offering the Holy Mass with incredible patience and reverence, a certain sense of acknowledgement of the presence of the divine. His prayers of the Holy Mass ended up drawing thousands of people to Ars. In addition to his great love for the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Holy Eucharist, he also gave incredible time and attention to hearing confessions, literally spending hours and hours every day in the confessional. He understood the need to make available God's mercy, to make known to the people of Ars and all of the surrounding areas the reality of the need for repentance for one's sins, but also the great accessibility to God's mercy, to making use of the desire of our Father in heaven to forgive our sins and to welcome us back as his children through the person of Jesus Christ, his Son. Saint Jean-Marie Vianney also had a deep and abiding love for the person who is the Blessed Virgin Mary. In this month of August, when we consider in our own lives just how important the Blessed Virgin Mother is, we also are caught by the beautiful love that a beautiful saint like Saint Jean-Marie Vianney had for Our Lady as mother and queen. Of course, growing up in France, serving the Lord as a parish priest in France, a country that has been known for many centuries for its deep love for the Blessed Virgin Mary, Jean-Marie Vianney had no surprise of how important Our Lady would be in his priesthood, in his life as a Christian. But to us who are living and striving to be faithful right now, today in 2020, we are called by the example of holiness of Saint Jean-Marie Vianney to return to the heart of Jesus by following the example of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We are also, if we allow ourselves, we are also inspired by his life to pray for priests, especially the priest who perhaps baptized us, the priest who offered the Mass where we received our first Holy Communion, the priest who perhaps had a role in preparing us for confirmation, or the priest who most recently heard our confession and forgave our sins. Maybe we also look ahead and pray for the priest who will anoint us for the last time on this life, thus preparing our souls to meet the Lord in eternity. The example of Saint Jean-Marie Vianney fills us with hope so that we may know how best to respond to the Lord in the present moment. I think it's also important for us to recall that Saint Jean-Marie Vianney lived at a time in the life of the Church when there was incredible suffering and persecution. France had been ripped apart by social revolutions, a deep-seated hatred for the Church, those who despised Jesus and the Church he had founded. There was the exposition of Freemasonry and a profound hatred for anything of the one true holy Catholic faith, the Catholic Church. In response to so much turmoil, so much hatred, chaos, and evil, God rose up a beautiful saint like Saint Jean-Marie Vianney. We thus turn to him with particular affection for the Lord, asking for the prayers of Saint Jean-Marie Vianney that we may be filled with God's grace like he was. We may respond to God's grace and be filled with hope. And being filled with hope that we may love the Lord and love our neighbor. Oftentimes when we consider the life of someone like Saint Jean-Marie Vianney, we look at their prayers. We look at how they loved the Lord, how they loved Our Lady. But Saint Jean-Marie Vianney was really quite the revolutionary in his own way, striving to respond to the need of young women and young men, opening schools for their formation and their education so that they would be able to survive, so that they would be able to flourish. His great love for the saints also inspires us to cultivate within our own hearts an openness towards having a patron saint, a good friend, a best friend in heaven. Saint Jean-Marie Vianney was a secular Franciscan, so he had this deep love for Saint Francis of Assisi and Saint Clare. He loved that radical call to simplicity of life, where the Lord was his true treasure. Saint Jean-Marie Vianney, learning from the example of Saint Francis, would spare no expense for the offering of the Mass, the sacred vessels that would contain the precious blood of Jesus in the Mass, or would contain the Blessed Sacrament while being reserved in the tabernacle. But when it came to his own way of life, he had a radical simplicity, even perhaps one may dare say a kind of poverty. He spared no expense for the Lord, but would rarely spend anything on himself. Saint Jean-Marie Vianney gives us an opportunity to reflect then upon the significance of asking ourselves, where is our treasure? Is our treasure found in our hearts, in the faith we have in Jesus as God? Or is our treasure found in that which we can hold in our hands or touch with our hands? Is our treasure materials that are limited to this world? Or is our treasure of a spiritual reality that we carry within our hearts and we will return to the Lord when we meet him in death? Saint Jean-Marie Vianney gives us an opportunity then to not only pray for our priest today, but also to offer ourselves through his intercession and the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary up to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I ask you in your charity to please pray for all priests, for priests who are faithful, that they may be strong and focused on the heart of Jesus, for priests who perhaps are weak and are falling into sin, that they may be overwhelmed by the mercy of God and return to his heart, for priests who are ill, sick, suffering, or dying, that they may be at peace with the Lord who is soon to arrive. Let us also pray for the priests of the future, our young men in seminary today, and those young men whom only the Lord knows have been called to the priesthood. Let us pray that these ministers of the church will be not only good men, but also holy men. Men who are loved by the heart of Jesus and who love the heart of Jesus in return. Saint Jean-Marie Vianney once said that the love of the Sacred Heart is the priesthood. Or better put, the priesthood is the love of the Sacred Heart, primarily because the priesthood is what communicates Jesus Christ in the flesh, body, blood, soul, and divinity to the world, to you. It is through the hands of the priest that Jesus is brought into the world today so that you may adore him in the Holy Eucharist, receive him in Holy Communion. It is through the hand held upright in the posture of blessing and the words of absolution that our sins are forgiven. May we pray for all priests on this day, the feast of Saint Jean-Marie Vianney. May we also pray for the church in France that, inspired by the holy example of this beautiful, holy, humble parish priest, that there may be a great rebirth in zeal for the Lord. Zeal for the house of the Lord. Let us also consider the zeal within our own hearts, within our own homes, within and among our families. Anyone who perhaps is suffering, may they find a refuge in Jesus as a result of the intercession of Saint Jean-Marie Vianney. Let us also pray for all of the Franciscans throughout the world, especially the secular Franciscans, men and women who, like Saint Jean-Marie Vianney, have decided to respond to the call given by the Lord Jesus, echoed by Saint Francis of Assisi, to make sure that the only treasure they want in this life is the treasure that can be found within the heart, a treasure that is union with the heart of Jesus. We pray for all religious, all priests, all families, all disciples of the Lord today, through the beautiful prayers and example of holiness of Saint Jean-Marie Vianney, may there be a great flowering of sanctity. And today, given all of the challenges and stress and anxiety, may there be today a great rebirth of saints. May the Lord raise up many saints from among us today, so that there will be a renewed focus on the heart of Jesus, a turning towards the Blessed Virgin Mary, a return to the Holy Mass, an increase in those who will make use of the sacrament of confession, an attentiveness to the needs of the poor, those who are ignorant. Through the example and the prayers of someone like Saint Jean-Marie Vianney, may our church be brought to an ever greater sense of peace and hope. May the Lord bless you, protect you, and guide you. And Saint Jean-Marie Vianney, pray for us.